to Israel now, where a key holy site will reopen today after a tense week in Jerusalem. The Haram al-Sharif, or Temple Mount, one of Islam and Judaism's holiest sites, was closed after the shooting of a Jewish activist on Wednesday night. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas described the closure as a declaration of war. Yesterday, Israeli police shot dead a Palestinian man suspected of the killing. Dan Williams is a journalist with Reuters. He's based in Jerusalem. Good morning, Dan. The end of a very messy week there. What's the mood in Jerusalem this morning?
Well, as you noted, there is a decision to reopen access or limited access for Muslim prayer on the Al-Aqsa compound, known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Jews are not allowed up there, but that's always been the case on Friday, Saturdays, when it is the focus of routine weekly Muslim prayer. And also, so there is Jewish prayer nearby at the Western Wall, which is part of the exterior of the complex. Now, so far, things have been quiet. It's worth noting that winter rains have arrived here. That always dampens political violence. And in general, when there has been violence around the Al-Aqsa compound on Fridays, it's been toward the end of Muslim prayers, and that tends to be in the mid-afternoon, the early afternoon. So time will tell, but I think certainly on the Israeli side and possibly on the Palestinian side, there is some hope that at least this episode can be wrapped up in relative quiet.
Two high-profile shootings this week, one fatality, and that's not the end of the violence this week in Jerusalem.
Well, so far in terms of fatal violence, perhaps there were cases before. There have been a string of attacks in and around the Jerusalem area. They seem to focus on a district of Jerusalem called Silwan. It's just outside the old city walls. It's in East Jerusalem, which also the shrine we discussed is also part of East Jerusalem. These are areas captured from Jordan by Israel in the 1967 war and among areas claimed by the Palestinians for a future state. Now, Palestinians have been very upset about gradual Jewish settlement of Silwan, encouraged by the Israeli government, which of course sees Silwan as part of the Israeli capital, even though that's not recognized, that status abroad. And we've had two residents, one resident of Silwan, one resident of a nearby neighborhood called Abu Tor, who apparently carried out lethal or attacks or attempted attacks this week. One of them on a man called Yehuda Glick, who is a U.S.-born Israeli activist for increased Jewish access to the Al-Aqsa compound, which Palestinians see as a threat to the Muslim shrine there, which is the third most important in Islam. So if the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a matter of territory, and I don't think there's any doubt it's a matter of very close contested territory, then there's probably no better a focal point than the Al-Aqsa compound and the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where it's not just a matter of disputed territory, it's also a matter of a very, very intense and ancient religious dispute. And that is what has come to a head this week.
7:30, I'll come to news headlines in just a moment. You mentioned settlements and also territory. I see the UN Human Rights Committee is urging Israel to halt settlement building in the West Bank this week.
Yes, I think that's a standard international line. I don't think that's news. It's also a line that has been supported by certainly by the European Union. The United States has a more moderate statement saying the settlements are unhelpful. But in general, Israel has pursued settlement growth, or at least settlements it says would obviously remain within its grasp and annexed under any peace deal with the Palestinians. That does not square with the international vision, which is urged by the Palestinians and other major regional players like Jordan, which has a major stake in Jerusalem, in East Jerusalem, in saying that this must be halted at the very least as a goodwill gesture to keep negotiations going. Negotiations have been stalled now for several months. The Israelis are pursuing policies that they think are legitimate, but that hasn't met with much understanding or acceptance or agreement abroad.
Dan Williams with Reuters in Jerusalem. Thank you very much.